Texte numéro 10. Au revoir to the smoke-filled French café. In bars and cafés across Paris, in restaurants and casinos throughout France, the once-revered cigarette now is officially banned, relegating one of the Western world's last public smoking holdouts to the ashtray of history. In a single day, Parisian dining establishments and watering holes acquired an entirely new atmosphere. Davy Kazan took a deep breath and glanced incredulously around the boisterous dining room of the Vaudeville Brasserie, which is usually blanketed with smoke by mid-evening. "You can actually smell the food," declared Kazan, 39, a Munich resident who is on a New Year's vacation in Paris. The ban came as no surprise. After intense lobbying, eating and drinking establishments were granted an 11-month stay of execution from a law that was imposed on all other public facilities last year. "Our objective isn't to annoy people, but to protect them," French Health Minister Roselyne Bachelot-Narquin said in an interview published this week in the newspaper Le Parisien. "We shouldn't forget that every year 66,000 deaths are caused from smoking, and 5,000 from secondhand smoke." Breaking the law won't be cheap. Fines will run between the equivalent of about $100 and $660. Businesses caught allowing puffers can get hit with fines of more than $1,000. Polls have shown overwhelming public support for smoking bans in public places, in the face of heightened concern over health and irritation with the smell. Under pressure from the European Union, European countries slowly have shoved smokers out of more public spaces in recent years, though laws are enforced unevenly in many countries. Ireland was the first to impose a comprehensive ban on puffing in public places in March 2004. Norway, Britain, Italy, Spain, Belgium and Lithuania followed with various prohibitions. Italy has outlawed smoking in the workplace, and Naples and Verona have barred smoking in parks. An estimated 20% of the French population smokes, a figure that has declined in recent years, according to health officials. Altadis, the manufacturer of the potent Gauloise and Gitane cigarettes, the smokes favoured by the likes of actress Brigitte Bardot, philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, and generations of French labourers, shut down its French factory 2 years ago and moved its assembly line for the distinctive blue Gauloise packs with a trademark helmet of a Gallic warrior to Spain, where labour is cheaper and smokers more plentiful. Michelle Veillard, 60, who with her husband owns the 38 Eiffel Brasserie near the Eiffel Tower, supports France's ban. "We have lots of customers who smoke, but we haven't had any problems," she said. "If they want to smoke, they can go outside." Adapted from the Washington Post, January 2008.